Thank you for joining me for the second part of May's 2020 Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. The second part is on spiritual evolution. Spiritual evolution is not an evolution of the species, or evolution of forms, or the evolution of that which is in duality. It is going beyond duality. It is the ascent of man to God. It is the form of returning. It is form returning back to essence. That's a quote from Jerry Thomas's book, The Journey of the Soul. It can be found on Amazon. How does one differentiate from spiritual and material, or from the material world from the spiritual world? One can say anything within duality has a beginning and an end. In the spiritual world, everything is eternal. No beginning, no end, but continuously expanding. Try to get your mind around that. It can't. The mind cannot comprehend that which transcends it. It's impossible. That is why the scriptures or sacred texts can only be interpreted correctly by those who have had the experience of the Spirit. Those who have experienced God essence on a similar level as those who wrote those sacred texts. Otherwise, it's like someone trying to have the experience of what's on the menu by reading the menu. Just because you can read cheeseburger and fries doesn't mean you're actually eating them. In both the East and the West scriptures, they speak of the different levels of heavens and lokas. Lokas are heavens ascending to the spiritual world in the Vedas. Not all of them are eternal. Today, many people think that the astral or etherical realms are spiritual. But they do have a beginning and an end. So what does that tell us? They are certainly also higher levels of existence than this earthly plane, but they still have a beginning and an end. Until we can learn to go beyond the body, mind, and ego state, there is suffering. The Ten Commandments, Yama Niyama, teach us the guidelines of moving past the body, mind, and ego state. They teach us how to have relationships without expectations with God, self, and others. Buddhism, which is a form of Hinduism, does the same. The Buddha told us of suffering and how to go beyond. Four noble truths are all existing. All existence involves suffering. The origin of suffering lies in desire and ignorance. By eliminating desire and ignorance, suffering can be destroyed. Release from suffering can be achieved by following the Eightfold Path. The eight parts of the path are right understanding, right thought, right speech, right behavior, right occupation, right effort, right contemplation, and right concentration. There is also something else called the five precepts. These are a series of moral rules by which Buddhists live. Not harming others, not harming other living entities, not to take what has not been given to you. Avoid sexual misconduct. Avoid unworthy speech, which can be seen as lying or speaking harmfully to or about others. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Whatever teaching we take to heart, follow a teaching who is expressing and lived these principles. Do not deviate. Most of those who start on a spiritual path deviate. Take what they want and leave the rest. These students then suffer and say the path doesn't work for them, so they stop. Spiritual teachers help you advance according to the level of your ability. All bona fide religions of this world, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, Taoism, Islam, Confucianism, when followed with a bona fide teacher, can lead you beyond the body and mind. A bona fide teacher will teach you to avoid the snares of this world and advance your journey along the path of spiritual evolution. Creation is not an act. Creation is an act of repulsion from the source, the descent of spirit into matter. Spiritual evolution is the reversal of the creation process, transcending matter and returning to source. Another quote from Jerry Thomas's book, Journey of the Soul, which can be found on Amazon. Enjoy the journey. Thank you very much. Amen.